I'm with Brendan McShane, who's the trainer of Dead Heater for first in the third race here in Hobart. A little bit of joy. Brendan, well, give me the story on this this horse.
We're stoked. I've had what would be my best friend working in Ireland since I was very young. I met him as a rural youth member, and he came to our place once a long time ago. He was a good friend of my cousin just over the river, David Medbury. And he arranged my tour of duty in Ireland when I was 18 and set me up at the Tommy Stack Racing Stable at Tipperary, looked over me and looked after me during that time. We've kept in contact ever since, and he's tried to sell us stallions. He's a bloodstock agent, and he's eventually sold us. He's the one that placed Atlantis Prince to Australia. Mm-hmm. And anyway, down the track we get, and David starts dealing deep in Australian racing with his bloodstock agency. He sold Americane to Australia before it won the Melbourne Cup, chose the horse and sold him to Australia. Manigar. And another really good horse that won, Lucas Cranich, sorry, not Manigar, Lucas Cranich, and a horse that won at Flemington yesterday, not sure which one it was.
Manigar.
Yeah. Anyway, David had a horse in work in South Australia with Lisa Bowditch, and they were just struggling to win, and everyone concedes that as a trainer, sometimes a change of scenery is what the horse needs, and Lisa did a great job to get this horse in one piece to the stage where she got here. The horse is highly strung and a little bit fiery, but anyway, with her best wishes, she came to Tasmania to race, and we finally got the win out of her, and it's so pleasing. She's a well-bred filly. She's a half-sister to Song of the Bell that races well in Victoria, and our long-term aim is to get her up to 2100 metres here and then hopefully go to CBD midweek in Melbourne, hopefully, to get a win with her.
All right, but it's a far cry from all that distance to here, here in Hobart.
Oh, you've got no idea. Like, David stuck by me through thick and thin for a long time and continually said, yeah, mate, you're doing well, even when you thought you weren't doing well. He took me on a tour of the studs 2 years ago, and I got to see Sadler's Wells with him. I got to see Dance Silly and some other beautiful stallions, Oasis Stream and so on. And he's just been a pillar of support for me, and what would be my best friend. He's not very well at the moment. He's undergoing probably the hardest time of his life. And that's just the spoonful of sugar, Pete.
Well, let's hope this one sparks him up a little bit.
Yes, mate.
Great that, you know, she's got this half win, but it's a win is a win.
Win's a win.
And let's hope that she continues on. The way that she hit the line today, she suggests there are more wins in store.
Definitely, Pete. Thank
well
you.
Well done, mate.